Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
I want us to talk about benefits of trusting in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Benefits of trusting in the Lord. But let's start from here. Among the many things we have learned about trusting in the Lord is how that is inferred, referred, defined in Scripture. And we learned that sometimes Scripture infers trusting in the Lord as a heart fixated on God. Other times it's our confidence in the Lord. Then showing delight or your boast in the Lord. All these ones define trust in the Lord. Safekeeping. Handing over your life as a treasure, a property for God to safekeep or to keep you in all your ways when you acknowledge Him. It's also a thinking or a perspective that we have as children of God. When we say, I trust in the Lord. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We can't bow to any other God because we trust in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. It's an understanding. It's also a hope we have in Christ. We have that unflinching, unwavering hope in Christ. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. So it's also a belief in Him. His power is conferring or imposing confidence in a greater strength beyond yourself. When you see God to be greater than you and you hand over your life to Him to govern it, relying, depending on a greater strength. All these ones define trust in the Lord in Scripture. It's also an expectation. Paul alludes a lot to he trusting to either meet people, you know, it's an expectation. Then it's a rebellion when you disconnect or separate yourself from putting your confidence in the Lord. It's seen as rebellion towards God. If you are here, say, I'm here. This morning, we are going to learn that one of the definitions is hatred for evil. Or hatred not to associate with evil. You actually don't want to be guilty by association. That is trusting the Lord. When you trust the Lord, like Bible defines the fear of God, He says the fear of God is to depart from evil. Praise the Lord. So trust in the Lord. In Psalm 31 verse 6, Psalm 31 verse 6, makes us understand. Let's read it together, all of us, in the King James. Shall we do it? One go. I have hated them that regard living lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's saying that the explanation of hatred for those or the regard for lying vanities, iniquity, bad association, is explained as trust for the Lord. That means that when you put your trust in the Lord, you also embrace righteousness. You embrace what God embraces and throw away what God disregards. Are you here at all? The word there is that I have hated them that regard. So when you trust in the Lord, it means that you have no regard for things that He does not have regard for. And if it is lying vanity, as in bad association with human beings, bad association with certain perspective of life, certain way and lifestyle, and a disposition in life, spiritually or physically, you also decide that if He does not regard it, then I won't regard it. So you become a principled person based on the righteous nature of Christ that has been imparted unto you. That is trust. So when you trust in the Lord, it's a very beautiful thing. It purges you of things. It makes you become godly. You resemble your father. Praise the Lord. And you behave like your father. His practice becomes your practice. His fellowship is your joy. His association is your greatest, you know, association. And because you trust it, for instance, because I trust in the Lord, there are some things I can't associate with. I won't associate with alcohol. I won't associate with hard drugs. I won't associate with fornication. I won't associate with bribery. I won't associate with, are you here at all? Gossip. These are things that God has said he hates. I won't associate with necromancy. I won't associate with it. It does not show that you trust in the Lord. Are you here at all? I won't associate with being someone's side chick so that he will buy her. There's a man in this country, people know that when he gives birth to you one, he gives you a house. Trust in the Lord. But even in your personal space, you find out that there are things that you associate with that sometimes God will fairly say, corner of your eye. Praise the Lord. Are you here at all? Praise God. Boy, oh boy. Praise the Lord. I want to hear you. Praise God. Psalm 40 verse 4. Shall we read it together? Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his word trust, and respected not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Praise the Lord. So there are two things here. The man that is blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Who is that man? That man has certain characteristics that defines his trust in the Lord. And those characteristics, one is that man does not respect the proud. That means that it shouldn't be that when you find out that you are proud, you continue to be proud. If you say you trust in the Lord, because trusting in the Lord requires that you put on the cloth of humility and meekness. Praise the Lord. That you don't resemble Christ until you are humble. So trusting in the Lord requires that you portray humility as a fruit of the Spirit. That's why he says that he does not respect the proud because of his trust for the Lord. So, but for their trust for the Lord, they will be in bed with the proud and the arrogant, the insolent, the egotistic brother or sister who does not regard anyone. Then that is a human being. Then he said, nor such as turn aside to lies. So, some people, when you trust in the Lord, you try not to build a certain degree of relationship with. And then it's also talking about certain lifestyles, such as turn aside to lies. So your friend, everything is going to see the malam by the corner or the fake prophet by the corner. They turn to lies. You know, some people can be in church and they have a backup spiritual system. Some people, they are in church, and it's good that you are still in church, because we know that you change in church. Only in church is what when you change, you know. So it's like you believe in this lie of being a side chick or having a side cockerel or even adding lesbianism, gays. You see, when you have all these things, come to church. But once you start trusting in the Lord, you see that something must start doing you. That makes you not to trust that Yahweh bear mouse who you are. It's a lie that you decide that, Charlie, once the spirit of truth is in me there, and I trust in him, I have to give up this lie. Praise the Lord. There are some people when they are breaking a relationship, whether with an intimate partner, a career, contact, once they are not happy, they destroy it. It's not correct. When you trust in the Lord, you have to respect the fact that even the person who is not treating you well today, for God using that person to be a blessing to you yesterday is part of God's plan. And that you have a way of, you should have a way of responding that speaks to your trust in God. That I respect the will of God. That through this boss, A, B, C, D, God did A, B, C, D in my life to give me stability. But now I can't handle it. So I'm moving away. And in moving away, you don't make it mansuchi forever. Because you understand what God did through them. Yes. Are you here at all? Some people too cannot take good feedback. Small thing, or then you are angry. So if you are not careful, you find out that you will destroy relationships. But you need relationships. They are portals. And when you trust in the Lord, you should be a shining light. You should be a city set on a hill. When people see you, they must give glory to God. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. And so trusting in the Lord is defined also as hatred for certain association or hatred for evil. It also means soul worship. Say soul worship. S-O-L-E. Soul worship. 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 22. In 2 Kings 18, 22, look at what the Bible said. It said, but if ye say unto me, we trust in the Lord our God, it's not that he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and has said to Judah and Jerusalem, ye shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem. Please, let's read some more. Now, therefore, I pray thee, give pledges to my Lord, the king of Assyria, and I would deliver thee 2,000 horses, if thou be able on thy part to set what riders upon them. So here we see, say, how then wilt thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servant and put thy trust on Egypt for chariot and for horses? So we know that here Sennacherib is about to attack Judah, who is led by Hezekiah, and he's trying to bribe them to come and serve his gods. And Hezekiah has a stand that we serve God only, regardless of whatever you are saying. And the guy tried to point to them that, Charlie, please go to the initial verse, verse 22. But if ye say we trust in the Lord our God, it's not that he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away. So sometimes you have to understand that in the midst of your mistakes, you should know whom you have trusted. This is important. Soul worship means that I trust in Jesus alone. It's my only trust. I am not a servant of Jesus and a servant of the world concurrently, a servant of Satan concurrently, or even serving myself. Are you here? I trust in Jesus only. I can make mistakes. But when I make mistakes, I'm not going to deviate from my trust in Jesus. That's why I'm going to say some things. Some people will not agree, but you have to still agree. You see, in church, we are moving from grace to grace, and we are maturing from one point to another point, trying to attain to the full stature of Christ. In that process, you trust in God, and as a pastor, sometimes I have to put up with a very progressive believer, one who is doing well, maturing, coming up, and then by the time you know, he has gone to get pregnant. And he's not married. And sometimes it was someone's husband. Are you here at all? Now, if you are not careful, the servant that Sennacherib sent will start playing your tape to you. If you say you trust God, are you not the one who went to get pregnant when you are not married? And more so, you committed adultery on top with somebody's husband. You were a homebreaker, iron breaker, tree breaker, everything. The truth of the matter is that it's true. It's true. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Are you people not hungry? Are you not slaves? Yes, we are slaves. We are part of the people who disobeyed God, and we have come and we have been tended in as slaves. It's true. But regardless of that, we are not bowing to any graven image. That I trust God and I have gone to do kalabule to be pregnant for someone's husband does not mean I should go and commit abortion. I won't do. I'm not doing. Because my faith in the Lord does not allow me to do the thing, the wrongdoing I did in the first place. And I cannot add sin to sin. Yes, now I at least if I've made a mistake, I will stand with the Lord and redeem. Let me face God. That was the position of David. Will you fall in the hand of Satan? Whatever is, let me fall in your hand. God, let me fall in your hand. If you kill me, you kill me. Don't let the devil kill me. I'm not allowing the world to kill me. I'm going to stick with you. Praise the Lord. If you don't understand this, there are every sin or wrongdoing is a slippery ground for you to slip away and continue to slip away until you will cut off from your source. So once the wrongdoing goes into the system, now Charlie, reset. I will not. You see, someone is very important. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel. You understand? You receive one bad counsel. It's a seed. If you are not careful, that foothold will become a whole garden. You know, harvesting trees that you'll be eating the fruit of that bad counsel, and you will not know stop. So you stop it right there by renegotiating to be in alignment with the Lord, that I trust in the Lord. That's why I cannot continue to be like this. I cannot continue to be in this addiction. I can't. I can't continue to be in this situation because I trust in the Lord. And if I reorganize myself and realign, God will help me. And those helps are the ones I want to share with you this morning. Charlie, whatever it is, do everything possible by faith to reset, realign. Are you here at all? Reposture, reposition. Come back into line. Make adjustment. Do adaptation. Hey! In situ. Where I fell now, I am reorganizing myself in situ to align with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you here at all? Tell somebody, no run away. We trust the Lord and we are going to stay with the Lord. So Hezekiah, in the face of peril, said, no, we are aligning. Whatever has to come, let it come. I think that people who trust in the Lord, we must find a way to really, really die. Die. Let your flesh die. Die daily. Paul said, we die daily. See, that death is what takes the shame away from you. That death is what takes away the hypersensitivity you have towards what society thinks about you, your walk with God, even when wrongdoings happen. That kind of thing. You see that somebody has stopped church because he has gone to get pregnant. After a while, if you keep stopping church for getting pregnant, you will lose your salvation after a while, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you disconnect like that, then you are there and then you are becoming carnal. By the time you know, you will denounce Christ. And by the time you know, you are a fully blown unbeliever. Then you go into polygamy. Then you go into things that, you know, if you are stayed with your unwanted pregnancy, God would have helped you to find your way. Are you here at all? Is God talking to somebody now? I'm not saying to the girls, you go and get pregnant too. Because I'm trusting God that. But where they are, you have to deal with something. Pastor, hear what I'm saying. Some of the souls we have won on the street, they are coming with a pregnancy. And it's to welcome them to this city of refuge and then allow the word to wash them, the blood to clean them. Praise the Lord. So tell somebody, you too in the church, you in the church, you know. Trusting in the Lord means trust with someone to come out of their challenges. So we know, but we don't judge. We see, but we don't judge. We encourage people to trust more in the Lord. Yeah, so somebody can say, sir, yeah, I didn't know in Guatemala, and somebody are about you. Yeah, again, quick. That's why I'm one. You understand? I'm one. And as we are here, there are people who still have those ideas. Oh, with your money, worry one can you know 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. 3 years time wait till I go back to church. Now we have second wife that oh boy. You should give good counsel. Normally when you are giving counsel, you have to reckon yourself as a person in the place of God. Like Ahithophel. Bible says that the counsel he gave, it was like the oracle of God. I see, he gave counsel like God himself will counsel somebody. That's why even when he killed himself, his counsel would have worked if Absalom had followed his counsel. So when you are giving people counsel, please don't consider your own anger, your emotional negative experiences, because sometimes you just transmit all your negative experiences in helping somebody to make a bad choice. Wow. That's what they're becoming now, Boys, you know, that's why I shut off. Boys, that's why I shut. You see, I know a general dog with him. I'm drinking in 30 here, but I'm 30. That's what we say, but I'm 30. Praise the Lord. So you always have to consider yourself, reckon yourself as in the place of God when you have an opportunity to give counsel. Give it the way God would have done it. Praise the Lord. Not based on your sentiments. Sometimes you even hate some tribesmen. Challenge some tribes, they have just created too much pattern for their lifestyle. Bye. So if you are not careful, you will set aside their new creature or new creation identity in Christ and deal with them based on the tribe. Because you have certain experiences with tribe this, tribe that, Are you here with me at all? But you have to take your position in Christ the same way Christ sees them. Because in Christ, there are no tribes. There's no male, there's no female. All of us are in one basket as the seed of Abraham, children of God. Are you here at all? So don't now begin to pick people out of a homogeneous basket God has created and begin to just select. No, this is wild grape, wild olive, and this one is nice. No. That stereotyping should not happen when you are giving counsel. You have to give counsel based on the mind of God. Seeing them the way Christ sees them. Praise the Lord. I mean, imagine when they say that maybe all Chinese are so-so and so. Or all Nigerians are so-so and so. You know, because newspaper says this, Do you know how many armed robbers are Ghanaians? It's once a while that you find an armed robbery and then the constituents of that armed robbery squad, maybe four of them are so-so and so citizenship, and then the media will just project it. They have done it again. So by the time you go, when you see, I remember the first time I went to Nigeria, my father was calling me. After watching a lot of Nigerian movies, he thought that they are shooting everywhere on the street. They are killing people left, right, center. He said, where are you? Are you in your hotel? Have you locked your door? I said, what is this? Human beings are not born bad now. There's no citizenry that are born bad. They are not born like that. The environment can just shape people's mindset and make some people bad. My life for traveling, one of the best people I have met and have been a blessing to my ministry have been Nigerians. Best. Do you understand? In fact, some years ago, I even took a decision when I traveled abroad that I won't even preach in Ghanaian churches, except it's a multicultural church or it's a Nigerian church. Because the wahala for Ghanaian churches, not a small matter abroad, though. So I just purged myself from them. I was ever ready and almost always happy to work with Nigerians. Oh, learned a lot of correct things from them. Very nice, generous people. They trust God. So for someone like me, my experiences with them, when you begin to categorize them in a certain light, I don't even understand. Do you understand? Hello? My first car, a Nigerian bought for me. Second car, Nigerian. Third car, it is only number 4. That Ghana came inside. My first house, basically a Nigerian paid for it. They have been so good to us. Our building, we're building in Cape Coast for the church. Too much investment from our brothers from Nigeria. Even to today, they call me and ask, how far? I've left there 10 years now. They are still asking if they can still help that church. So when you tell me what sometimes newspaper has made us to believe in, oh dear, your mom would you chitty wagana honey in say, I'm here for. So I'm saying that when you're a Christian, you have to look at people the way Christ looks at them. And don't look at people as, this is an Ashanti, this is an Efe, this is a... Of course, every tribe have their own deficiencies that are sometimes even published. Like, if you see me, you know, I'm an Akan, I'm a Fanti man. If a Fanti enters somewhere, to bring others on board is a very difficulty for them. But not all of them are like that. But a lot of them are like that. Yeah, they would rather have you come in the morning, line up, and then they'll be giving everybody 10 Ghana, go and buy kinky and fried fish, blah, blah, blah. But an Ashanti goes to Germany, and he just, everybody, come on. I had an uncle who was an ambassador. Sometimes 2 countries, 3 countries. Never took 1 family member. Ever, even to become a lawnsman, cut grass, no way. Strangers, or GDs are Nebusiano, will be our on ground, except me. I refuse to be on ground. So you can see, sometimes I collect, you know, with Tin and I, but you know, kind graphic. But now, a lot of them are opening up to globalization, and exposure is changing, and education. It's changed. So that's why somebody says, I will marry an Efe. I will marry a no, man, just stop it. You are dealing with a child of God. Praise the Lord. I will marry an Ashanti. Preparing to be the sink. Wow. When someone is in Christ, the dynamics are different. Are you here at all? Don't go by tribe. Don't go by tongue. We all speak one language. The Bible says one baptism, one faith, one Lord. Praise the Lord. If you hear what I said, clap your hands. Bless the Lord. So what? There's a sister here. One brother is toasting you from Wale Wale. Yeah. Mwa dream refi wati. Sa brother no be obesi with him. I wanna come mu. I call Michael. Michael, forgive me. Yeah, Charlie. Hey, you have done. You have changed the message. Well done. Demystifying tribes and stereotyping in the church. Christ never saw Jew. He never saw Gentile. He just saw mankind that needed to be saved. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody's experiences, they don't matter. Oh. They don't matter. If you're a child of God, you have to have the eyes of Christ. See what Christ sees. Yeah, Christ saw somebody say, wow. John the Baptist saw Christ, said, behold the Lamb of God. That taketh away the sins of the world. He said, this guy looking like a carpenter's son. This is the real guy. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. There are some of you who have divorced your first divorce. The person is from a particular tribe. I think the second one coming will come from that same place. But this one is coming to love you to correct the mistakes of the first one. Say hallelujah. Me hun sister Bion kada. Say Pastor Ubua. Pastor Ubua no pe Ubua. Hey, na nyangupo ni obeye wohu. Ni anyame beye. On kan chire ni pada. Me na mka chire. Hey. Ye baba reset. First one na nko yiye no. Ti maye kwan wai. What a joy. All right, clap your hands because I want to say something different. You are making me stuck on this matter. The first benefit for trusting in the Lord is blessings. When you trust in the Lord blesses you. Praise the Lord. We read in, yesterday I read in Jeremiah 17 verse 5 to 8. Jeremiah 17 verse 5 talks about, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. If you go to verse 8, please, verse 8. It now talks about the man who is blessed. In verse 7. Verse 7 says what? It says that, but blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Praise the Lord. He said the one who trusts in man is cursed. But the one who trusts in the Lord is what? Blessed. And blessing is God pouring his supernatural grace on you to empower you spiritually to be a success even in bad conditions. So you are in a difficult economy. God puts his blessing on you like Isaac. So that even in the drought, you are able to see fruitfulness. Even in the dryness, your case is different. You see that God himself sends water to water your destiny because of the blessing. Praise the Lord. It's a supernatural thing that's on you. It goes beyond money. It goes beyond a job. When the blessing is upon you, it will give you all your heart desires. So in verse 8, he says that person who is trusting in the Lord is blessed. And these are going to be the manifestations in the life of the person who is now blessed for trusting in the Lord. He said, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. Wow. Praise the Lord. And that spreaded out her roots by the river. Just say, Nyamia gugu for mama. Tree planted by the waters means that God has softened the ground for you so that your root can travel. Establishment is coming. When you are searching for water, God brings the water to you and has also created an enabling environment for your root to travel to receive the water. He's bringing a job to you. Then he's making you see where the job is coming from.
so that you don't miss it. He's bringing marriage to you. Then he's giving you an enabling environment. All of a sudden, your heart is loving again. Boy. Your heart is connecting with the right person. Jesus, give me love. Give me love. 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 Hey, Baba, give me love. Love. He spread. Somebody say, I will spread. I can see when I see Tansy chopping love. The thing, giant. This girl wear the same for here. They chop love. Cool, cool there. Like that. See them doing uniform. I see somebody spreading in Jesus' name. I say, your product will spread in the market because you trust the Lord. Yeah, some trust in chariots. Some have gone to consult idols. But you have reposed your trust in the Lord. Whatever you are handling will spread in Jesus' name. God himself. Yes, by the river. And shall not see when heat cometh. It just said, the blessing will position you. In a way that when everyone is encountering heat, you are enjoying covering of some nice environment. Come on now. Are you sure you are here? That shall be your story. You will not see heat. When heat comes, you will not see it. When inflation comes, you will not see it. When sicknesses come, you will not see it. Boy. He said, but her leaf shall be green. Say, I shall be green. So once he's blessing her, once he's working on your inside, root, tapping water, receiving water, being insulated from heat. Are you here at all? He's also making your external, your facade look nicer. The person who trusts in her, you see that they will begin to assume the beauty of the Lord, the image of the Lord. All of a sudden, one can we add your quatano. Oh, blondie. Oh God. They say that your leaf is green. But the man who doesn't trust in the Lord, he says that their leaves will wither. Yes. When good comes, they will not see. Your leaf is green. Charlie. There's a way that a pastor can stay evergreen, oh, trusting in the Lord. A wife can stay evergreen, trusting in the Lord. A husband, trusting in the Lord, makes you stay evergreen. A brother, are you here at all? I'm saying, oh, who ya kukra, who che, who she? Why not she? Because what the blessing does is that it hides from people your vital sources of supply. You are planted by river, but everybody thinks that place is a dry ground. They don't know that God has connected your root to the water table. Just if you are see, I was saying you'll be in one on me. Do you understand? Are you sure you are here? Talk to me, talk to me. Tell somebody, talk to pastor. Because this year you will trust in the Lord. You will trust in the Lord. And he will bring whatever you are looking for to you. That's why some people, when you tell them where your help is coming from, it shocks them. Because they went there with connections and it didn't work. That's why when you trust in the Lord, you learn how to keep quiet. Because baby, I'm quiet na anye ye no. And once na nyame ayen say, and then he'll supply source. I'm preaching to somebody here. Because God is always making arrangements. Put the scripture there that time, eh? Kai kola shapara da 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 shatada. But her leaf. Hey, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. You will not be careful in the year of drought. You will not cease from yielding fruit. He said you will not be careful when the drought comes. Kai, it's not raining and you are not careful, you are still planting. Because God himself shall pour rain on your business, on your life, and cause you to have fruit. Because because you trust God. You will make a decision. People will not understand. Hey, who should I have here? They don't know that God is your source. I see Job and you know who you are super. And so I said, I want to wear a demon. If you know, if you know, if you know, if you it's too powerful. I see people who trust in the Lord. God is going to blow you, blow your mind. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the drought will be there, but your dynamics will be different. You will not be careful. The thing will be there, but you will not be careful. The unemployment will be there, but you will not be careful. Are you here at all? Because God is going to make you fruitful. Say, I will not be careful because God will make me fruitful. One more time, say, I'm not careful because God has made me fruitful. Charlie is rhyming, pal. Say, I'm not careful because God has made me fruitful. It's too powerful. Ask somebody, do you trust in the Lord? Tell somebody, increase your trust in God. I see blessings in your life. Shout hallelujah there. Praise God. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Let me use 5 more minutes to just give you scriptures on the blessing as a benefit of God. Psalm 2 verse 12. He said, kiss the son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. He said, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Blessed people. Who are blessed are people who put their trust in God. And it is logically intelligent to do that because he is the maker of man and he is the creator of the universe. When you put your trust in the most superior, the supreme being, Jesus Christ, the all-powerful, all-knowing, the great provider, then you are covered. Praise the Lord. In chapter 31, Psalm 31 verse 19. Say, you are blessed for putting your trust in the Lord. You are blessed for putting your faith in the Lord. Psalm 31 verse 19. He says that, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. How great is your goodness? The people who trust the Lord, who fear the Lord, he's laid his goodness on them. How great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid, bestowed on them that trust. Listen to me. Men may be laughing, but God, his trust, if your trust is in him, he will show them that it was just temporal, momentary, light affliction. That the goodness is already on ground and it's a spirit. Whatever you lost, God is about to give you double. That will make the testimony of this one louder than the affliction you suffered before. Shout a louder amen. Blessing. Glory be to God. Psalm 34 verse 8. Psalm 34 verse 8. He says that, oh, taste and see that the Lord is what? Good. Then he said, blessed is the man that trusted in him. The goodness of God, which makes God to be a provider, a supplier, you know, unto men, comes to board, on board, comes to, you know, to being when you now impose your trust in him. I know you are my keeper. I know you are the one who will do for me. Then, hey, Wanana. Ogidigidi, ogidigidi. Shasya shenu huenu minyam. Psalm 37 verse 3. Just check. Blessed is the man who put his trust in God. There are keys I can give you, but you see, trusting in the Lord itself is a major key. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. When you trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord and do good. One of the things you do is that you are not afraid to be generous towards God. You are not afraid to be generous towards other people. Because you know that your source is an inexhaustible source. You can't trust in the Lord and be hurt. Because for doing what you are doing, for trusting in him for his name's sake, he has to prove himself. When you trust in the Lord, God himself is the one that will tell you that, do this one for that person. Be generous towards that person. Your experiences don't matter. Because the spirit of goodness in your heart will be urging you, do this, do that, do this. You're proud, but do this. Imagine if Christ was not hurt, how you and I would have been saved. And the hurt has made him obtain a name greater, a name above every name. Is God talking to somebody now? Your proudness, your proud for trusting God, and your prahunu, you are going to come out very well. Some of you, God had to allow you to endure broken heart first. So that when he brings you the partner he has arranged for you, you know how to love that one well. Say amen. Amen. Let it shake you. Say amen. Amen. He's shaking you. Psalm 84 verse 12. Psalm 84 verse 12. Oh Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. You get to that point where you yourself, you rehearse to the Lord. Oh Lord of hosts, swear to me. May the mirror show me into me and Shreba. Oh Lord of hosts, blessed is Francis who puts his trust, who has put his trust in you. May quay. Do what you do best. You rehearse it to God. My birthday is next month. I'm a young lady. I say meshe. But oh Lord of hosts, blessed is the man, blessed is the girl, 38 years girl, who has put her trust in you. Blessed is born one who has put her trust in you. Blessed is born three. Just say, Makuma ne pe odofofro. But I have put my trust in you. Let the three packages not become a barrier to what you can do for me in your goodness. I have put my trust in you. Isn't that a powerful message? Yes, now. He said, when drought comes, you will not see it. Say boldly that blessed is Francis. Put your name there. Who has put his trust in you? Say, Father, I'm your girl. Some boys are saying, I'm your girl. You better be careful here. Say, Father, I'm your guy. I'm your guy. I'm your G. So you can either girl or, because some people, they just say without thinking, I'm your G, guy or girl. Say, God, I'm your G. And I have put my trust in you. Sort me out. Say, I'm sorted because I put my trust in you. Can you clap your hands and bless the Lord? This service is a celebration service. We are going to dance. Praise the Lord. We are going to what? Dance. Now, listen. You can't even say you have put your trust in the Lord when you don't know the Lord. You have to be born again. This joy that we have, this life that we have, it belongs to him. When we now turn it back into his hand, then he puts his blessing on it and makes you shine for his glory. Praise the Lord.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Aubing on all social media platforms. God bless you.